truck for me, so I told him whatever it dried up to haul those poles and turn them in, and then quit, and I was going to sell the truck, and I worked there, kept the record there 4 years for him, and never had no trouble at all. And from that on, then after that, there's another man, Sylvan Ladner, got elected sheriff, and I worked with him for a while. But in the meantime, while I worked for him, the NASA come over there and took my property in 60, they come in 62 when they put up that NASA business at Gainesville. And it's 63 before they got to me and we settled the thing. They didn't give the people what their property was worth. They gave them what they wanted, you know. But I chewed the rag with them till I did get a little more than some people did, because I don't know if the way I went at it or what, you know. And then after that, I moved over here and I still worked with the sheriff. Then my wife moved here in 64, May 64. And I had to tear down all my building over there. I was working in there, and when I had to quit, I was working in the commodity room there with a fellow by the name of Frank Fern. Uh-huh. I had to quit to tear down all my building and take them down, you know.
Yeah.
And then after I come in, I went, my wife passed away on the 3rd day of February 1965. And then Harris Boy got me to do some work down there on the books, and I went down there about 5 or 6 weeks, and a day or two before I got through there, one of the girls worked with the sheriff there, I worked with her too. She told me the sheriff wanted to see me, so before I left, I saw him, he said he wanted me to go to work for him, so I worked for him again. I worked all together in the sheriff's office about 11 or 12 years, and maybe more, and I kept the books for the county.
Uh-huh.
I also kept books for the county there for a fellow by the name of Mitchie. He was clerk. Altogether, I worked about 14 years in the courthouse there.
Here in Gulfport?
In Hancock County.
Oh, Hancock.
And I moved in 65 in April, February. We moved in May of 64. My wife died the 3rd day of February, 65, and then I worked some in the sheriff's office for Silver and twice after that. And I'd go and come from here, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I raised, of course, I'd raise a garden up there and corn. When I worked in the mill office at Kill, I'd get up at 4 o'clock and I'd go hitch up my horse and I'd plow till about 7 o'clock. My wife would call me and I'd come on and get washed, take a bath, get washed, and eat breakfast, and go to work by 8 o'clock, see.
Uh-huh.
And when I worked in the bay, I'd still do a little gardening, farming a little. Sometimes I had to hire one of my brother to help me, you know, to do some plowing when I couldn't do it myself.
Yeah.
But I always raised chicken. And one time that I went in the back there in 1940, there wasn't much work done and going on, and we went in the dairy business. I started hauling milk there, and the first milk I hauled it to Leetown, and about halfway to Picayune. And the man that hauled it into Picayune, he'd get paid for it, and I wouldn't get paid for it till about 6 weeks after I got a truck.
Yeah.
And we got more milk, and I'd haul it all the way in. And the first hauling I made to Picayune, I got $3.65 for one day's hauling, you know. And worst thing ever happened, there's a bunch of politicians and the people got up, they wanted to put a creamery in Bay St. Louis then.
Yeah.
And that about the last, it went up in 45.